talking today with Dr. Misha Manacheri. Misha, give us today, you're talking to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, and you're actually kind of in a new role here on the wheat improvement team here at Oklahoma State University. They generally have not had a weed scientist on board with them, but they've decided to kind of fold you in. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think naturally we've all been working together as a close team with the end goal in trying to offer as many tools and information as we can to our wheat growers in Oklahoma. And kind of officially, I guess I'll be a little bit more on that team, looking at the genetic side, trying to play a role on what can be done to improve weed management. Mm-hmm.
So just give us kind of a general update of some of the work that you've been working on right now.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, we were talking earlier that it has been a very wet fall and moving into winter. So weeds have been a challenge. They're always a challenge, but when we have water and adequate conditions, then we start battling them pretty early on. A lot of calls on fall applications in Oklahoma, if we can get away with it, we like to save time and energy and go out with our top dress and a herbicide in the spring, but it seems like more have been focusing on that fall application, which is good. As soon as you have weeds and they're competing with your crop, that's potentially affecting your yield and your quality. So the sooner we can get on it, the better.
So one of those issues that's always kind of out there is, you know, the issue of herbicide resistance, and that's one thing that you've been working on a little bit.
Yes.
How prevalent is that problem here in Oklahoma? Is there a lot of cases showing up about that?
Yeah. So I think when you see resistance in your field or you deal with it on any level, we always think it's the worst and we must have it the worst. But relatively speaking, as a whole a country, we're a little bit behind because of the cattle dynamic we have in Oklahoma. We don't apply as many herbicides as maybe PNW grain or Colorado or Kansas. And so it can be a good thing. We can look to states that have resistance issues. Not that we don't have them, but maybe states that have them a little worse than us, and hopefully learn from those states.
And one thing I didn't know that you mentioned is that you actually have a service here where if people believe that they do have resistance in their crop, they can bring it to you all and you all can confirm that or not.
Yes, that is a free service to anyone in the state of Oklahoma, regardless of what crop you grow, because we have many weeds that are in several crops. Even if you're in a home lawn setting and you suspect resistance, it's good information for us. So you can send seed in, usually a couple teaspoons or a couple tablespoons of seed. I can grow it out, screen it, find out what herbicides are working, and then the end goal is always, what should I do if it's not working? And I always tell people, this sounds really simple, but if you just Google Misha herbicide resistance, the first link gives you instructions on how to send a sample in.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, this is kind of turning out to be a wet year. And what does that mean exactly in terms of weed? What problem weeds are out there right now that you're kind of looking at, and what's the dynamic there?
Yeah, so all of our winter annuals are up. So think plants that come up in the winter and typically flower in the spring. Those plants, depending on if they're broadleafs or grasses, they have very similar life cycle to wheat. So we haven't seen any of our spring annuals yet. Unfortunately, we also can get flushes of weeds more than once. And so we're seeing a lot of the mustards, like henbit, bushy wallflower. We have a lot of mustards in Oklahoma. And then many of the bromes and grasses that have a life cycle similar to wheat, Italian ryegrass, feral rye, everything's up if it's a winter weed.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of those herbicides that you've found to be most effective out there?
Yeah. So for our broadleafs, our synthetic auxins, like good old 2,4-D and dicamba, those are still doing a really good job on our broadleaf weeds. The one thing that's important is those herbicides really don't work well once we get past that 4-inch stage. And so if you are past the 4-inch stage, which I would imagine many producers are, you probably need to think about tank mixing another product in there with your auxin. So ALS herbicides, products we know well, like Finesse and Ally, having another mode in there can help get us some of those bigger plants.
Yeah. And kind of back to that resistance issue is that one thing you mentioned this morning, a good way to stay on top of that and be good stewards of the technology that we have right now is to make sure that you're applying it correctly, make sure you're doing all those mixes appropriately.
Yes. If you haven't calibrated your sprayer in a little while, then take the time and calibrate. Whether you're under-applying or over-applying, either way is a money loss. And so we want to make sure that we're putting money where it needs to go and that we're not selecting for resistance. So slowing down or making those applications and being a little more detailed is always a good idea.
Yeah. Well, let's just kind of finish up talking about moving into the spring now. What needs to be on a farmer's to-do list as they, you know, look, you know, as that week starts coming up and coming out of dormancy and growing, and talk a little bit too, if you can, on summer crops and maybe what farmers need to be thinking about there as well.
Yeah. So from a herbicide application standpoint, which we do apply most of our herbicides in the spring, thinking about what tank mixes are compatible and which ones are not. We did have a fact sheet that just came out on mixing order and tank mixes, so that's a guide that one could look to. Also thinking about rotation intervals. So if I'm making an application in the spring in wheat and I have an 18-month plant back to soybean and I want to plant soybean, then that product is going to be out. So it's a little cliche, or maybe a little, we hear it all the time, read the herbicide label, but we really do need to read the label. And if you don't want to read the label and you want someone to look at it for you and pick out the key points, then we're happy to do that as part of the extension team at OSU. Regarding spring crops, anything in season, Dr. Todd Bauman out of Ardmore, he's our row crop weed scientist. So if you have a specific problem weed in your row crop, look to him for some guidance.